Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. Kentucky's voter registration deadline is Monday. That means if you want to help elect a governor or other statewide officers in the November 5th election, you must either visit your county clerk's office or register to vote online. As Lisa Autry reports, registered Democrats still outnumber registered Republicans in the Bluegrass state, but new registrations are trending toward the GOP.
So you said that this was like the Republican table?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm a Republican.
As a member of College Republicans, Jeb Veek is talking to a student at a voter registration drive at Western Kentucky University.
Okay, awesome. Are you thinking about joining College Republicans?
Maybe. I heard that there is a College Republican.
That student, who's a Republican,
okay, yeah,
has
awesome.
A lot of company. In Kentucky, the GOP has been outpacing the Democratic Party in terms of new voters for several years. Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes says political affiliation is starting to match the changing political landscape in Kentucky.
We obviously have a legislature now which is completely Republican for the first time. The House, which used to be controlled by Democrats, all controlled by Republican. And in terms of what we're seeing in terms of voter registration statistics.
Stephen Voss is a political science professor at the University of Kentucky, specializing in elections and voting behavior. He says the registration balance is also trending closer to how Kentuckians have been voting in national elections.
A lot of people remain registered as Democrats in part because even though they've been voting Republican, they don't really identify emotionally with the GOP. They indicate that they'd like to vote for Democrats if they felt that the Kentucky Democratic Party was offering them someone more acceptable, someone not as much like the National Democratic Party, but a little bit more like a more traditional Democrat.
While there's a continuing shift toward the GOP in Kentucky, Professor Voss says it wasn't until the most recent statewide election in 2015 that Republicans made big gains in winning statewide offices.
Most of the offices were held by Democrats. So we know that even in a context where Kentucky voters are upset with the National Democratic Party, that they're willing to elect Democrats to statewide office. It's only been one election that the Republicans held most of the constitutional offices. So they haven't really grown deep roots.
Voss thinks the 2008 election of President Barack Obama accelerated Kentucky's shift toward the GOP. According to the state Republican Party, the GOP has gained around 400,000 voters since 2008. Professor Voss doubts President Donald Trump has accounted for much of that trend.
Before he really appeared on the political scene, the shift in registration of the Republicans was already going strong. You know, I think the building of the Kentucky Republican Party has been a very long process over a couple of decades.
As of August, the state had more than 3.2 million registered voters. Democrats outnumbered Republicans by more than 214,000. But those registration figures don't necessarily help predict election results. Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes says an increasing number of Kentucky voters are registering as independent. Plus, many who are registered won't actually show up at the voting booth. Grimes points out that in 2015, just over 30% of registered voters turned out on Election Day.
What that meant on election night, the current governor won his election by just over 16% of eligible Kentuckians actually getting out to vote.
The first step toward voting is registering, and the deadline is Monday at 4 p.m. local time in county clerk's offices or online at govoteky.com. It's also the deadline to change party affiliation. With the State Board of Elections recently designating about 170,000 voters as inactive, Grimes says it's also important for Kentucky voters to review and update their registration. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.